The second detention was just as bad as the previous one. The skin on the back of Harry's hand became irritated more quickly now, red and inflamed. Harry thought it unlikely to keep healing as effectively for long. Soon the cut would remain etched in his hand, and Umbridge would, perhaps, be satisfied. He let no moan of pain escape him, however, and from the moment of entering the room to the moment of his dismissal, again past midnight, he said nothing but good evening and good night. His homework situation, however, was now desperate, and when he returned to the Gryffindor common room, he did not, though exhausted, go to bed, but opened his books and began Snape's Moonstone essay. It was 2:30 by the time he had finished it. He knew he had done a poor job, but there was no help for it. Unless he had something to give in, he would be in detention with Snape next. He then dashed off answers to the questions Professor McGonagall had set them, cobbled together something on the proper handling of bow truckles for Professor Grubbly Plank, and staggered up to bed, where he fell fully clothed on top of the bed covers and fell asleep immediately. Thursday passed in a haze of tiredness. Ron seemed very sleepy too, though Harry could not see why he should be. Harry's third detention passed in the same way as the previous two, except that after 2 hours the words, "I must not tell lies," did not fade from the back of Harry's hand, but remained scratched there, oozing droplets of blood. The pause in the pointed quills scratching made Professor Umbridge look up.
"Ah," she said softly, moving around her desk to examine his hand herself. "Good. That ought to serve as a reminder to you, oughtn't it? You may leave for tonight."
"Do I still have to come back tomorrow?" said Harry, picking up his school bag with his left hand rather than his smarting right.
"Oh, yes," said Professor Umbridge, smiling widely as before. "Yes, I think we can etch the message a little deeper with another evening's work."
He had never before considered the possibility that there might be another teacher in the world he hated more than Snape. But as he walked back toward Gryffindor Tower, he had to admit he had found a contender. "She's evil," he thought, as he climbed a staircase to the 7th floor. "She's an evil, twisted, mad, old,